Thank you so much for calling in.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, is that Claire?
No, this isn't Claire. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Deacon Dr. Bob McDonald from Canada. And I want to make inquiries about the possibility of publishing a book.
That's perfect. I'm a senior author consultant here. My name is Olivia Raven.
Olivia?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. I have a great-granddaughter called Olivia.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. What a question. It is beautiful, and she is beautiful.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So, Sarah, can you walk me through about your book? What is it, and what's the genre?
Sure.
Can you fill me in?
The book is entitled The Art of Acquired Contemplation. It's a way of praying into contemplation with the Lord, which has been reserved for 2,000 years to monastics and nuns, and never broke out of that until recently when it's available to lay people all over the world. And I'm trying to get rid of the myths that go along with that, and I've done some extensive research and written it all out. And it's ready for publication, at least I think it is ready. You might not agree with, you know, depending on what format you want it in.
Sure, we'd actually go with whatever you say, but if you want recommendations, that is basically what we do first. How
mm-hmm.
much have you written so far? I mean, in terms of words or pages, can you fill me in there? Like, what is the total length?
Yes, I've written about 60 pages. The 10x11 sheets, and they're packed. So it would probably, and a paperback would probably amount to about 100 pages.
Okay, perfect. That is very precise of you. Is this the first time you're publishing a book?
No, I published two books with you some years ago called The Catholic Family, Image and Likeness of God.
Okay, you've already published two books with us.
That's right.
Okay, and who's your project manager for any of your books?
Oh, well, all I know is I spoke to a lady by the name of Claire.
Claire.
Yes, this was some years ago.
Some years ago. Okay, then I probably don't think I'll be able to contact anyone. But let's take it fresh. Let's read this book as an individual, because it's not a continuation and it's nothing related to your past work. But good thing is
no.
that you're familiar with our ways. You know exactly how we publish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Obviously, if it's been a year or two, things have changed a lot. I mean, we've been working on bigger
right.
scale networks, bigger, you know, packages. Obviously, that gets you better stuff. How about we take it totally fresh and I walk you through everything again? If it's
uh-huh.
too much, you can let me know. If it's not, we
okay.
can carry on, and I can tell you what we've added so far. Will that be fine?
Yeah, well, what I could do is, you know, as I say, I have everything pretty well ready to go, would be to mail it down to you and see what you think.
That's perfect. Can you also tell me your email address? I mean, I'm here writing it down.
Yes.
Already.
Okay, the email address is RANDR. So that's R&R, which stands for Robert and Rita, my wife.
Oh.
So RANDR McDonald McDonald at gmail.com.
Okay. At gmail.com. And the number you're calling from, sir, is the best number to reach you?
Okay. My area code is 613-756-1210.
I'm just going to repeat it real quick, okay? 613-756-1210.
That's right.
Perfect. And what should I call you? You have a very long name.
Call me Bob. Call me Bob. I also answer to Hey You, by the way, if you
Hey You.
Try that one, yes.
So funny.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Okay. And can I also have a legal name in case if I want to send you something over related to a contract or anything? What should I write down there?
What did you ask for?
A legal name, a name that you go by for documentations.
Oh, it's Deacon Dr. Bob McDonald.
Deacon Dr. Bob McDonald.
McDonald, McDonald.
Got it. Nald. Perfect. I got it. Wow, that's an impressive name. Okay.
Yes.
So, Bob, let me walk you through the process. And since you're saying you pretty much have everything ready, the next thing would be for us to, you know, decide on this, because it would be very unethical for me to ask you to share with, you know, with me your work unless we signed an NDA, right? I mean, that's the legal way of doing things. Because if you haven't copyrighted the stuff yet, it would not be a very safe move for us to ask you anything. So let me walk you through the process. Are you near a computer or a laptop in, by any chance? I mean, like...
I've just been using a tablet with a keyboard.
Okay.
And produced everything on paper.
Okay, that's perfect. Can you search on Google our website? That's Penguin Book Writers, writers with an S in the end, .com.
Penguin Book Writers.
.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that. And what would I find there?
Well, as soon as you hop on our website, I'll see you being activated there. I'll send you a message over there as hi. And while we're both on call, I'll be able to share with you everything that I'm explaining, so it's easier for both of us to understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a second. Let me see if you're there. Let me know when the website loads, okay? How long have you been working on this book?
I've been at it for about a year and a half.
Wow. No wonder it's completed by now.
Right. Well, as I say, the nice thing is that I wanted to write it for ordinary Christian Catholic people to follow. And so it was a question of taking some pretty academic principles and bringing them into ordinary everyday language. So that was kind of a challenge.
Yeah, that sounds tricky. And you did not have any assistance from a professional while editing or compiling this book?
No, I had an endorsement from Michael O'Brien, the author of Father Elijah, and he gave me a very nice endorsement of it. And he had gone over it and was thrilled with this and wanting to put it into practice for himself.
Oh, but you did not give it to him, right?
I'm going to give him the whole book. I've got a copy ready for him.
Oh, that is so sweet. That's lovely. Did you get my website too?
Did I get your website?
Yes.
How would I get that?
I actually want you to search our website on Google. I mean, whatever search engine you're using right now, write Penguin Book Writers.
Right. .com. Right.
And my website.
Okay.
My website will open up.
Okay. Well, I'll need to go downstairs and do that. Leave it for now.
If you think it's not a big of a hassle, then yeah. If it is, like you don't want to go down, then sure, I can walk you through everything here.
I'll do that later on. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I don't want you to go through hassles for me. Okay, so I will walk you through the process on call. Wherever you feel like you have a question, just, you know, start talking there. Quiet. So what we'll do is, first thing is, whenever we get a client on board, we need to make sure we do our own measures for quality assurances. And by that, I mean that, you know, you send us the manuscript, even though you've got professional assistance, and I believe you know your work, we still need to make sure we just go through it once, through an editor who can give you a pure critical
feedback. Yes,
really
absolutely.
Right?
I'd really appreciate that.
Yes, because it opens up a lot of things. Like maybe, you know, you're very connected towards your work, maybe you're sentimentally attached, and you might not be able to see any loopholes.
Yeah,
so the
absolutely
editor,
right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So the editor is going to go ahead and give you an insight about what is their thought about it from a reader's point of view. Maybe somebody who's just converted into Christianity. Maybe somebody's just, you know, reading a book for research. They're not a Christian. But again, you need to make sure that every possibility for your book is fulfilled, right? I mean, once it's out in public, you don't know who's going to buy it, right? So we'll fill you in with the feedback, and once you have heard the feedback from an editor, this is your book, you get to decide if you want to implement on that feedback changes, or you want to go with the book as it is. Since this is your book, we'll let you decide the final decision. Once we
I'm very open to objective assessments of my work, and I would be more than happy to comply with that.
Well, that's amazing, because I love such clients, you know, people who are open towards recommendation or feedback. They are the best type of people to talk, you know, to work with perfectly. Because, you know, I've worked with clients who are really rigid about their work, and we're fine with it. I understand you love your work, you have attachment towards it. But again, taking professional recommendation or second opinion is never bad. It never hurts anyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably just turn it down, but it's fine. Our job is at least done, right? We're satisfied with what we're doing then.
Absolutely
so,
right.
Once the manuscript is handed over to the editor, everything is taken care of from both your ends, your approvals are there, we then move forward to converting that manuscript into an actual book, making sure all the interior layout, the formatting, the proofreading, you know, all the errors are taken care of. We get you a cover design. We make sure that the book is compiled as per international publishing standards, so that even in the future, you know, you want to ever go ahead and get it nominated, maybe, you know, you want to convert it into something else, maybe you want to, you know, expand the platforms that you're publishing on. You can do all of those things very easily. You don't have to invest another type of, you know, chunk of money.
Sounds good. Yes. Yes.
Moving forward, we also believe in making sure that the books that we publish are out there in three formats. I'm going to explain my reasons behind that, okay? The first one is ebook, the second one is paperback, and the last one is hardcover. The first one is obviously the cheapest form of a book right now available, right? I mean, it's more convenient towards people who have, you know, very limited budget for buying books. This way, if somebody does not have a lot of money, but they are really a good person for you, you know, for your book, maybe you've written the book for such type of people, they will not feel restricted for buying it. They can always go for a cheaper option for an ebook. At the same time, maybe somebody is in their middle ages, they are more of a typical reader, they want to have the book in their hands, then paperback can be an excellent option for them. Not too expensive, but at the same time, they get it printed. The last option, however, covers the distribution part widely, and most importantly, a lot of time, you know, the senior citizens are more aware of, you know, buying hardcovers because they create their own libraries, they want to have books in their houses, and they, you know, want to spend money on it a lot. So keeping in mind there are all sorts of budget sizes, we make sure all three formats are available. When I say the distribution part, my company is now actively working in distributing our books, the books that we are publishing, into libraries, universities, and bookstores, which means that let's just say, sir, Bob, I'll call you Bob. Let's just say, Bob, your book turns out to be a book that actually has a lot of insight about, you know, knowledge that is new. Maybe it's a niche right now, but it can turn out to be a big topic. Then it should not be restricted towards the educational side or to the, you know, the new generation or the people who visit libraries or universities or bookstores. So we're actively working in a distribution network where once the book is being released for publishing, it also gets distributed into libraries, universities, and bookstores. And the total we have in partnership is 1,600 libraries, universities, and bookstores all across the
U.S.
So
my goodness.
You can just walk into a store and buy your own book. That's how convenient it gets.
Excellent. Excellent.
Perfect. Now, moving forward, we also believe that we need to make sure the books are available in on one more than one platform. There's a reason behind it. So let's just say you're a regular customer from Amazon. You know, you like buying stuff from Amazon. I'm not sure if you shop from Amazon a lot or not, but I do.
I do from time to time. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people are, right? But sometimes what happens is, let's just say I placed an order and I waited for it for months, it just never got delivered, and I've had a bad experience now. Maybe I trust another site. Maybe I trust eBay more. Maybe I trust, you know, something else more, and I might not be actively working on Amazon. Let's take books. Maybe I trust Barnes & Noble more with my book publishing and deliveries rather than Amazon. For such reasons, we need to make sure your book is not limited to people. You need to make sure it's accessible on the maximum number of platforms. So the more the platform are, the more target audience can we reach out to, right? That's the motive. Let's just say, as an author, you change one life out of this book. Trust me, it's going to be totally worth it. You know, one person contacting you out of the blue who doesn't know you yet and tells you that your book has actually changed a lot of my perceptions, maybe has changed my religion a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally worth your money, trust me. I've had clients calling me back in years telling me that I have made a drastic change in people's life, and that is what they were looking for, and they fulfilled their dreams. So that is what my aim is too. So making sure most of the people can get to buy a book is going to happen through multiple distribution and publishing that we will do for you. Now, the reason why I was asking you to, you know, hop onto a computer was that I wanted to show you my work too. There are books published by my company that you can verify are by my company, because when you go to their Amazon page and you scroll down onto their product details, you'll see it says Penguin Books very clearly, which means that those books are not treated as an individual. Now, there are certain perks for working, you know, with a company like ours. Like, let's just say, Bob, you were to go ahead and publish today without our name. You can do that too, right? I know. Self-publishing can take place anywhere. But the reason why you'll be in a loss is that Amazon will treat you as an individual and therefore take about 40 to 50% of your selling cost from each book that you're going to sell, which is going to take a lot of time to make that money back that you're investing initially for publishing.
Yes.
But with us, since we are going to be your PR team, we are going to be the people who represents your book, and we have given you our name, we are going to be the ones representing you in front of Amazon, making sure that Amazon does not charge anything more than 20 to 25%, which is a very healthy amount. So let's just say your book is selling for $10. Amazon is going to take away $2, and $8 will be sent to you for each book that is sold. It's just an example.
Right.
One more thing that you get to have an advantage of is that once we publish, we just don't blindly go ahead and publish anything. No. We do our research first. We're going to go ahead and do a competitive research for you, Bob, and show you what is a similar book like yours in the market right now. By the market, I mean in the world right now. And we'll show you why is it successful, what is the pathway that that book has followed, what is the structure of that book looking like, and how much is that author selling the book for. So this way, if you are really competing with that book, you need to make sure you're better than that. And for that, you need to know what strategy did that book follow. We'll create you a new strategy. We'll give you price points for every format that is really good enough for you to make money on each book sold. But at the same time, the book should not be too expensive in terms of your competition.
Agree with that.
So we do all of that research for you before publication will take place.
Perfect.
So we're going to make sure you're here with us, and we are assisting you with every step of this book, including the copyrights. So we'll go ahead, help you file the copyrights, get you everything that you need in order to get published, settle your bank accounts for royalties. And the best part about this is that this is self-publishing. We don't get to have any ownership over your book, nor we get to have any royalties that you generate out of it. I mean, till the end of time, if this book is going to be live, any money that it makes is going to be sent over to you and your bank accounts, not to us, ever.
Okay. Bless you.
Was I
all right?
Most of it.
I was going to ask, what is your mailing address?
My mailing address. Okay. We have multiple offices, but let's just say, what do you want to send, by the way?
Pardon?
What do you want to send us?
When? Where do I want to send it?
Oh, sorry. What? What exactly do you want to mail us?
Oh, I want to mail you the whole typewritten book with a picture of the front cover and a picture of the back cover and everything in between.
That's perfect. As I told you earlier, I'd be more comfortable taking a manuscript from you once you're a client and have signed a contract that has a clause for a non-disclosure agreement. Because that means that, you know, if you were to share this work, your work, with us before copyrights have been taken place, we are now lawfully in a contract where we cannot release your stuff on our own, we cannot disclose it to anyone.
I
have a very strict compliance over here. You know, I don't want any issues with the compliance, nor I want your legal team to ever reach out to me with any, you know, unethicality. So what I'll do is, how about now is the time maybe we can both hop on an email, which is going to be more convenient. You've given me your email address. I'd like to send you a few things, including a contract, but what is missing is that right now I want to show you a few options we have for publishing. Unless you decide one and let me know which one suits you, I won't be able to create a contract because the contract states what option are you going with, you know, and what exactly is the cost, what exactly is the time frame, what's the start date. So would it be too much if I ask you to go on a computer right now or the tablet that you were talking about?
Okay, I'll have to go downstairs, as I said.
I'll be here, don't worry.
So,
sorry for
that.
The hassle.
No, not at all.
Thank
What's
you so much.
What's the weather
much,
like
Bob.
Down in California?
Oh, well, actually, I'm in New York.
Oh, you're in New York. Oh, that's new. All right.
We have an office in California,
well,
too.
You'll have snow in New York, won't you?
I'm sorry, what?
You'll have snow in New York.
Yes.
Have you got snow? Yes, we have lots of snow up here.
Where are
so
you
I
from?
Just thought if you, we're living in a town called Arne Prior, which is near Ottawa, the capital city of Canada. Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a lot of snow.
Yeah,
and,
it's too cold there, I heard.
It's cold, but it's beautiful, though. It's nice to see the snow. So just hold on till I boot this
sure,
up.
Sure, sure, sure. I'm here. Don't worry.
Yes, it's just booting up right now.
Take your time. I wanted to ask you a few more things, Mom, you know, while we do this. How good are you with, you know, the technical part, like as in, you know, creating emails or maybe, you know, keeping track of stuff online? I mean, are you very active with that?
I'm not that sophisticated when it comes to electronic world. But I do dabble. I dabble. So I probably manage most stuff. Yeah.
Okay, but you're at least good enough to check your emails or send me one, right?
Okay, let's see what I got here.
I haven't emailed you yet. I'm actually waiting for you to check our website. Once you're going to be there, I'll be able to chat with you live. When I chat with you, I'll show you the options and we both can decide on one thing.
Okay,
so
let me see. Right.
You have to go to a search engine like Google or Bing or whatever you're using and
yes,
write down.
Yes, I'm on Google right now.
Okay, now write Penguin.
Okay, just hang on a sec.
Oh,
P-E-N-G-U-I-N.
Book.
Right?
Yes, perfect.
Book.
Writers. It there's an S in the end with writers.
.com. Penguinbookwriters.com. That didn't come out right. Hang on a sec here.
Sure, sure. Take your time.
Okay, I think I've got that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, did you get any text messages on live chat?
I don't have any text messages that I can pick up, no.
Okay, do you see any live chat option?
Which? I'm sorry, I don't know about that.
What have you written exactly, or what website do you see in front of you? Can you explain that to me?
No, I've just, in the Google, I've just written penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay. What is the first website that shows? Or do you see a welcome page? Welcome to Penguin Book Writers. Does it say anything like that?
No. Just hang on a sec. I'll see if anything comes up.
Okay. Take your time. Because if this doesn't work, then I'll send you an email. I mean, that should directly come into your inbox and we both can open it. But I hope this works. I just want to show you our work. That works best, right? I mean, if you get to see how well we're sorted and how well is our, you know, you'll be more comfortable.
I'm making a mess of this, actually. I'll have to start again.
Okay. Or you can just go ahead and access your emails. I mean, the email that you send me, rmcdonald@gmail.com. Just open up that email, and I have just sent you an email over there. That is popping up in a second. I mean, it's on the way. So once you refresh it, you'll see my name coming up, and the email subject is publishing process and bundles. and it's sent from my end. If you refresh your inbox, it should be there. My email address is olivia.raven.
Olivia.raven.
Yeah, that's my grandma's name.
Okay, olivia.raven, publishing process and bundles. Thank you. Hello, Bob. I think I know that guy.
You're funny. I like it. I hope this humor is also inside the book. I really like reading, you know, a little bit of humor, a little bit of knowledge. Just my type
Great.
Of book. Okay.
Okay.
So, I've given you the process in writing in this book, and in the first half you'll see how exactly does my company publish a book, how they don't claim anything over the book, how exactly do they make you money, and what is the process when it's you know, starts with the manuscript. Now, can
right.
you scroll down where it says the standard publication package?
Here we go. Scroll down. Publishing process.
Below that.
Standard,
there are three
standard
options.
Publication. Yes.
Yes.
Standard publication package.
Then there's an elite publication package.
Uh-huh.
And the last one is elite publication and distribution package. Now, I don't want to confuse you here, but I'm just going to quickly go through the differences between these three options, okay?
Okay, yes.
So the first one is more inclined towards just making sure that the book gets out there.
Right.
That means that, you know, we just do the formatting, we do the compilation, we get you a hardcover, a paperback, an ebook, and then we make your book accessible on just two platforms, that is Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
right.
that means it's not going to cover a large target audience, but yes, if you just want to get it done for a formality, then the book would be out there. So
mm-hmm.
if you move down to the second option, what that does is that it gets you the whole evaluation that I was talking about, you know, how we do the competitive research, get you a price point, make sure we have given you enough competition to compare with, and then
mm-hmm.
we get you out there on multiple platforms. When I see multiple platforms, that also covers Canada. So you know Chapters in Canada, the one that
yes.
you just yes. So that is also included into the second option, which means that your book will be out there on multiple platforms. There's going to be Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Lulu, Google Books, Powell, and Chapters. Now, if
right.
you scroll down, you'll see Elite Publication and Distribution Package. That is basically
right.
the best that we have right now. That not just covers online selling, but also makes sure that your physical copies are being sold off from universities, libraries, and bookstores. However, you're right now in Canada. We can see if we can set a distribution network with Chapters so that it's convenient for you also. I mean, obviously, there's going to be lesser time when you travel to U.S., right? But we want to make
mm-hmm.
sure that you get to have your own physical copies, you know, selling off from the stores as well. So
right.
considering that, this option does not rely on just online sales. You know, we believe that in order to make you this money back that you're investing, we need to have enough sources to bring in revenues. And how do we do that? If we just rely on virtual sales, that is online selling, there's very less revenue that is going to be generated in a few months. But if
mm-hmm.
you have two sources bringing you money, that means the selling of your physical copies in universities, bookstores, libraries, and side on side we have online selling. There's a high possibility you'll make this money back in 6 months. And that's what my motive
I
is.
See.
I don't want
mm-hmm.
you to be working with us out of vain that, you know, I'm just investing and nothing is coming back. No. In order
mm-hmm.
for me to make sure your book survives the competition, you need to make sure you meet the competition. So this is basically
mm-hmm.
the option that gets
mm-hmm.
you all.
Right.
Were you able to understand these options? Do you want to take a minute to read them through?
No, this is fine. I've got it. Thank you.
Okay. And below that, I've given you a list of books that I personally have worked on and have become a bestseller. So the first link that you see below, that is the blue link, that's right after here are some books published by our imprint. If you open
mm-hmm.
that link, if you can open it right now, you know I was talking about the imprint that we give to books. You will be able to see it with your own eyes. When you open the link, you'll see a book that is the Murder Mystery Club. It's a bestseller right now published by us. That person has been working with me for marketing for over 2 years now. And the Thursday
mm-hmm.
Murder Club has has an immense amount of reviews and ratings. So, you know, it basically has a title for New York Times bestseller. And if you scroll down
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
the product details, you'll see Penguin Books. The book was published on 22nd September 2020.
Right. Okay. I did the first blue line link, and I hit that, and I've got the 90s, a book Kindle edition.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Is that okay?
Which book are you looking at right now?
It says Kindle $4.99, hardcover $32.12, paperback $11.86.
I meant, which link did you click exactly? The one I was talking about was the first link. I think you went to the second.
Oh, the fourth link. That's not the one I did.
No. I'm talking about the first one. The first one is the book called The Thursday Murder Club, a novel. It's by Richard Osman.
Mm-hmm.
Did you open the first link?
I did. Just hang on a sec here.
Take your time.
Gmail. No, I've got... I don't know why I got that.
That's fine. Amazon does all sorts of crazy stuff sometimes.
Yes, I'm not getting back to the links.
Can you go back to your emails?
I'll go back to my email. I can try and do that. Hang on a sec.
Take your time. I know technicalities are funny.
Well, I'm the funny one, actually.
No, you have no idea how many errors I make with my emails sometimes. Because I'm not very tech savvy. I'm the kind of a person who uses a very outdated phone.
Right. No, what I'm getting is product details. And
does it say Penguin Books in product details?
Just excerpt reprinted by permission, all rights reserved. Something to do with Chuck Klosterman has done something remarkable.
Okay, where exactly are you?
Yes, exactly. That's my problem. I don't know where
That's
I am.
That's not a problem. I'll screenshot it to you. Don't you worry. Then you won't have to open links, okay?
Okay.
Again, maybe it's because you're using a tablet and usually you use a laptop or a computer and you know you have a mouse to touch things and it gets easier. But you know, I guess just you know all the thumbprints and fingerprints have made it more complicated. That's not a problem. Anyways, you can go through these things again. That's always there in your inbox. Now, what I want from you is the lacking piece of information for me to get you a contract, which is the only hindrance between me and your manuscript. What option out of the three packages I showed you is looking more suitable towards your financial situation as well as your requirements that you'd like to start with?
I'm looking more at the middle one. $1,500.
That's perfect. Okay. And if you want me to convert it into CAD, do you want me to do that right away? Just a second. Let me open my...
Yes.
So that's going to be USD to CAD. Because I'll try to lower this down for you. Because obviously, you know, there's a huge difference between yours and our...
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
I
yes, yes.
Your heart. Okay. So it's becoming almost $2,000 in $14 Canadian.
Right.
So what's your feasibility looking like? Like, how much do you have right now?
That sounds okay.
Okay, so let's round it off to 2004. So 2004 would be 1488.50 USD. Yeah, that works. Okay. Now, let me email you a form, and then I'll email you a contract. Now, okay, do you have a lawyer to do this, or are you good enough with your own legalities that you can go through stuff and I can walk you through it, and then, you know, I can show you what exactly is the policy and how does an NDA look like? Do you want me to go through that to you, with you?
Well, you were going to email me something about the contract.
Yes. The contract is going to be made under the legal name. Let me just confirm everything, okay? It's Deacon Dr. Bob McDonald, right? The first name is correct?
Yes, correct.
How do you spell your first name?
My first name is Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Deacon, D-E-A-C-O-N.
D-E-A-C-O-N.
Doctor is D-R dot.
Okay, Bob McDonald's, right?
Bob, B-O-B, and McDonald, M-C.
Okay, Perfect. And there's your number, the one that you told me that is the best number to reach you, 613 number, right? Now.
Right.
Okay. Can you stay with me here since we are talking?
Okay.
Sorry. I know. I'm asking for too much.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
You're a very kind man. Thank you so much. Means a lot to me. I'm just quickly
going
to get ahead and done with the contract because... And yes, the reason why I'm asking you about the technicalities was that then I'll assign you a project manager who's more convenient with handling, you know, all the technical part from your end. So what they'll
right.
do is walk you through how exactly can you send everything over in a safe manner because mailings are also
yes.
not very secure. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it goes through different checkings, and we don't want to have any such complaints for your, you know, security purposes.
Right.
So what we'll
right.
do is, we'll use a safer portal for emails. But again, if your thing is hand-typed or maybe, you know, you have written it on a, maybe, you know, typewriter, for example.
It's
so what we'll do
yes.
is, yes. If it's hand-typed, what we'll do is we'll first go through the manuscript online. How we'll do it is that we'll ask you to start submitting it through pictures. Like, do you have a phone enough to click pictures of your papers?
Do I have... pictures of my papers?
Like, let's just say if you have a manuscript, can you click pictures of your manuscript?
Yeah, it would be quite a lot of work, picturing every single page.
Okay, then what we'll do is we'll simply go ahead and send you something, some mailing address that is the nearest for you. And then once it reaches the nearest office to you, we'll ask
mm-hmm.
them to convert it into an electronic thing. And that can be
yes.
shared via email. So this way you don't have to do the hassle for it.
Okay. Yes, well, whatever makes it simpler for me is
yeah.
very good.
I seriously don't want you to go through the hassle that, you know, sometimes I go through because it takes
right.
a lot of time. And again, you've done most of the part. You've done actually the best part of writing the book, and that should be it for you. And any additional idea to when exactly would you like to get the book out there? I mean, like, have you picked a month or a specific date in
no.
mind that you're aiming for?
Yeah, no, I don't have a deadline. I just wanted the process to take place safely and well, and then we can launch it whenever we want. If possible, I'd like to launch it on a feast of the Blessed Mother, but that's another issue.
Sorry about that. I'm
well,
the dates.
Yeah, well, August the 22nd is the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. That's
uh-huh.
not giving much time, though. But the Queenship of Mary is very significant for me because that's the date I was ordained a deacon, and
mm-hmm.
it's the date that my book on the family with Queenship, is the date that that book was launched.
Oh, that was the day the book was launched.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't you think it would be convenient if, let's just say, on that specific day you have, like, a signing session or something where people from your circle can get to have to talk to you and you can tell them about your book. And by that time, the book will be out there, but you'll have
mm-hmm.
the copies to give over to them.
Right, right. Whatever seems to be best, yeah.
I mean, I would say if you have picked a day that is so, you know, important and that can be significant for the book, why not you be the face of the book that day and talk to people about it? I mean, I guess for
mm-hmm,
if you had
mm-hmm.
me, that would be the best solution for both of us. You know, making
right.
sure you have printed copies sent over to your address. Like maybe, you know, we can get you, 50, 100, whatever you feel like is more convenient. And a month or two prior, you can start sending out invitations to your dear loved ones. And, you know, you can ask them to sit with you and you can have a reading session maybe. And you can, you know, ask them what you're, you know,
mm-hmm.
what you've written about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yes.
Okay,
well,
that's
a new angle that I never thought of, yes.
Yeah. I mean, see, a lot can happen because, see, even if you have somebody else talking about the book, they cannot have as detailed as you have, right? I mean, they cannot explain things as you can. So you have to be the person, you know, who talks about the book. And if you have a date in mind, by then, you know, we'll start working on it a few months prior and we'll arrange
mm-hmm.
it. You and you can just ask us and we'll create the invites for you whatever venue you feel like and we can help you with that too
mm-hmm.
I mean, down the line
mm-hmm.
but again that's an option that can be really suitable. Okay.
Okay.
I just made the contract for you Bob and I've attached it to my email. Bear with me just a minute so I can send you everything over. I've created it on your legal name, the one that you shared with me, the full name. And I have, just, where is it? See, I told you, you're not the only one with blunders. I tend to I tend to misplace my own things a lot of times. Okay, got it. Deacon. Just
good.
Looking at the name. We're a lot alike.
Right.
Very strong feeling. Okay, so writing it down here. Click here to register. And let me know if you have any questions. Perfect. The most professional way I can find to write an email for you.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I really believe in making every sure that everything that is, you know, documented, because, again, I really like transparency when it comes to communications. Okay.
Right.
I sent you a response to my previous email. So it usually shows up as a highlighted message. Like if you go back to your inbox and refresh everything, you will see that my message is highlighted. And when you scroll down to my previous email, you'll find a new one. The new one will have an attachment. That attachment, I'm going to walk you through it. How exactly do you open it and how exactly do you register? Since we're both not very tech savvy, at least I'm good at this part. I can explain you how to walk you through.
Okay. The problem is when I hit Gmail, I keep getting this 90s book paperback stuff, and I don't know how to get rid of that and get onto your actual email.
I get it. That's an advertisement that comes on tablets.
Exactly.
Do you see any cross sign on the top right corner?
The three dots? No.
No, okay. Can you close the app and go back to Gmail again?
Close the app.
And go back to
back
Gmail.
To Gmail again. Right. Okay.
I get the same thing up again. Okay, what is it again? Can you explain it to me?
It just says your Amazon cart is empty, sign into your account, and it's totally irrelevant to what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, why is the Amazon thing showing up? That actually is relevant.
Wait, I think I've got it now. I've got it.
Okay.
I've come back to it, and I've got the 1, 2, 3, 4 blue links.
Okay, can you scroll down again? You'll see my new email that says click here. And there's an attachment to it. Can you scroll more down?
You want me to click here?
No. I want you to scroll down and see there's an attachment that says PDF. It has your name on it.
Okay. Notified by MailTrack, Penguin Book Writers.
Below that.
Yeah, Raven.
One attachment. It's a PDF file. It looks like a file. And the name on it is yours.
It doesn't say anything. What I have here is click here to check our reviews on Trustpilot.
Okay. No, you're on that previous email still. Can you scroll down to that email and you'll find a new one? Just go to the least below that you can get.
No, it just takes me down to sender notified by MailTrack.
Okay.
Penguin Book Writers.
Can you go back to your inbox?
Back to my inbox?
Mm-hmm. Where you see all the emails in your inbox.
Oh, yes. Okay. What do you want me to do? Click on that?
Refresh it again. Do you know how to refresh it? There's a circle arrow that says it's going to refresh the whole inbox.
I'm clicking on it, but it's not changing anything.
Now, you click on the first email that I've sent you. Now, do you see a new email below the first one?
No, I don't see anything below.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ease this up. I'm going to send you a separate email. It would look like a separate email and will pop up as a new message.
So
this way you don't have to go through any difficulties navigating. Just a second.
Bless your heart.
Hey, don't you worry. I've got you back.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do is version down, click here. Version down the let me know option, attaching the file again. I tend to say everything that I'm doing. I'm sorry. Okay, registration and contract is going to be the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And the email address is going to be the R and R McDonald at the gmail.com. Okay, convenient. Okay, I've got everything. Now, I've just hit send, so it should see in your inbox as a separate message. So go back to the inbox part where you see all the emails as a list.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for the email to be delivered. It's going to be delivered within a minute.
Okay. Yes, it has arrived.
It has arrived.
Olivia Raven, registration and contract.
Perfect.
Click here
now,
to
open
register.
It up. Now, no,
okay.
Don't do that right now. I want you to first go through the...
Say that again, dear.
Can you scroll down that email and you'll find an attachment? That attachment looks like a file that is attached to the email that says your name. Do you see it now?
Yes, I see it.
Now click on it.
Click on it.
You can download it.
It says open with Drive, PDF viewer.
Yes. Click that option.
Hit that?
Yes. Did it open?
I've hit it, but nothing's... Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Something's
now,
coming up now.
Okay.
Right.
First page says our imprint, that's Penguin Books. It says publishing service agreement. Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Now, you start scrolling it down, you'll see that the first line says, you know, the agreement was made today, and the client that the agreement is made for is you. Okay? Now,
correct.
When you scroll down to the second liner that says services to be provided, it is the same
right.
type you've just selected, and the cost converted is EAD for your convenience.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, below that, you'll see a compensation paragraph that is pointer 4. Do you see it?
Yes.
Now, that is going to be where we've written about, you know, what is the refund looking like. So what exactly it says is, let me just kind of walk you through it. It says that when, let's just say if you have any dissatisfaction with our terms, let's just say you don't like the work, maybe you're not liking the team, maybe, you know, there's an issue with understanding, or maybe, you know, your overall experience has not been good, then you can always talk to our compliance about a dispute. You can let them know what your things are. They'll either, you know, give you something additional to compensate it, or if, let's just say, you want to go for a refund, you can. That is not an issue with us. Now, if you scroll below, there's a contract period that we are going to make sure we keep on working on your book until it's live, at least until you want us to work, okay? So, like, if one day you say that I want to sell my book to another person and I don't want you guys to be taking care of it because I'm selling it, then we'll be fine. We cannot stop you from doing so. Now, the last page is where you sign once you've read all of these things, okay? So once everything is done, you've read it, this is where you can sign. So we are assured that now this person has assigned us the responsibility to go through the manuscript, even though the person has not filed for a copyright yet. So this is how legal has given me the acceptance to accept a manuscript from you, and after which I'm going to share with you the mailing address and everything. Now, does everything look fine to you?
Everything looks good at the moment, yes.
Okay, now can you go back to my email, the new one that I saved, link and everything?
Okay, it talks about signing.
Oh, yeah,
my name.
Let me tell you what happens. It actually is a document, so you have to e-sign it, and e-signing is a very tricky part. Again, I want to make it convenient for you. So what you can do is reply to this email, the one that I've just sent you that says registration and contract, and write down that I have read the contract and I acknowledge it and accept it, and that will be treated equivalent to your signing. So this way you don't have to go through the technical part.
Okay. And let me see now. Where would I? Well, I send it to where? To your email?
Yeah, you can reply to my email, the one that I just sent you with registration and contract.
Yes. Okay. Good.
See, I
all
have
right,
for
Olivia.
Everything.
Well, you've been most patient with me. Much appreciated. Very
it's
wonderful.
The same. You went to your laptop. Oh, sorry, your tablet for me. I mean, that was big of a hassle, and you did it anyway. So you're a very kind man. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, I'm going to discuss this with my dear wife, because naturally it's a financial outlay for both of us, and we'll get that straightened away.
Can we keep a time frame for that, like an ETA, so that I can go ahead and revise the contract with a new date, and I can revise everything as per your convenience.
Okay.
Let me send you a new email for that. Meanwhile, can you tell me how soon should I be calling you to get you started? Because again, there's another form involved. That form is going to be the payment form, and for that, I need to be on a call with you so I can guide you through everything. So, what do you think?
Well, I would say give me a week and we'll take it from there.
Okay, then just discard the email that I just sent you, okay? Because that won't work. So, what I'll do is I'll send you a new one. The new one will have more precise information, again, with the same thing, converted into CAD, the new link. And then what I'm going to do is, can we try to move this within the week? Can you check your
Okay.
calendar? Like maybe
Yes, well, we
18th or 19th. It's basically the end of the week.
the 19th is a bad day because I've got to be out of town.
Okay.
So the 20th is the Friday.
No, 20th is
No,
basically
no.
Saturday. 18th is a Thursday.
18th is a Thursday. That's the day I'm out of town, is the Thursday.
So you
So
won't
the
be here on
19th is a
Friday?
Friday. Yeah, 19th on Friday. We'll see how we can go from there.
Okay, any time that suits you best on a Friday where you'll be conveniently available to answer my call and spend at least 30 minutes with me.
Okay. Would you call me on the 19th, or do you want me to call you?
No, I'll call you. Just name a time that this time you'll be expecting my call, and I'll
Oh,
schedule.
morning or afternoon is fine. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the time zone for you? Is it Eastern Standard Timing too?
Eastern Standard Time, yes.
Okay, so how about we do a call on 19th? Let me check my calendar. How about we do it at noon? Does noon work for you? 12?
Then it's perfect, yes.
It's perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, just discard my
Okay,
last
well,
email.
that's it.
I apologize for that. But again, since I was not aware that you'll be taking time, I made you everything, very proactively. I'm going to go ahead and send you a new email. That new email will state the
Yes.
subject as new email and new contract and new link. And once you've discussed everything, if you have any questions, like your wife has any questions, I'm going to give you my number. It's already there in my signature, if you see. It says Olivia Raven, senior consultant. There's a direct line that I use, so you can always reach out to me there or just call me on the number you're calling on. Anyway, I'll give you a call on Friday to get things started, and we'll see what your questions are at that time, okay?
Okay. Let me see. Just you said you were going to give me your number.
Yeah, do you want to write it down right now?
I'm going to write it down now.
Okay, perfect. It's 315
315
401
441
401
401
73
73
5
73 what?
85.
85. Good. So I'll just go over that again. 315-401-7385.
Yes, and don't worry, I'll text you most probably in a few hours with my number that you can have it saved. And I'll text you on the number that you gave me is the best one to reach you. Is that a cell phone number?
Right. Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Okay, that is perfect. Now just look out for my new email, and once the new email is there, go through it again, and I will talk to you on Friday at noon, and I hopefully will be having you on board so I can get you have your manuscript.
That'd be great. Okay. Thank you very much, Olivia. You've
Bob,
been
it was
most
so nice
helpful.
talking to you. You have a lovely day ahead.
Okay.
Say hi to my,
Bless
well,
your
hi to
heart.
my wife.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.